Welcome to the Trending Talk. I'm your host, Dylan, and this is actually your co-host, Sean. And so for today's first episode, we're going to introduce ourselves first, and then we're going to begin talking about whatever we're going to talk about, all right? So, as I said at first, my name is Dylan, and I am the host of The Trending Talk, and I'm the creator of this podcast and this YouTube channel, since some of you all are watching on YouTube. All right, so yeah, Sean, you want to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Sean Chu. I am the co-host here, and on the stream, we're basically going to talk about the games, what's trending, and what serious things are people are talking about these days.
Yes. To continue on what Sean said, we on this channel, on this podcast, we talk about things that are trending, and yeah, things that are trending, and sometimes about games. All right. So for today's topic, we are going to talk about why scientists want to bring back the extinct animals, such as the Titanoboa, the Megalodon, and, I don't know, mammoths. Alright, so I read this article on Google, and it says that scientists want to bring back the extinct animals because it helps the ecosystem. Without those animals, the ecosystem will fall. Something like that. So what do you think about it, Sean?
Honestly, if they're trying to bring back the Megalodon, it's going to be a huge terror to go back to beaches.
Yeah,
it's not like we're going to beaches anyway, since...
Yeah. Well, some people do like going to the beach. For example, people that live in Hawaii or Florida, they like going to the beach, and since the Megalodon is big and it could swim all around the world, I don't know how fast, but it can swim all around the world, and it can just go anywhere, you know? And no one's gonna go to the beach because everyone is so afraid that the Megalodon could just pop out at any time. So, I'm reading another article. They say they also want to bring back woolly mammoths, saber-toothed tigers, and giant tortoises. Right?
Well, just out of all of the extinct animals, why would you pick those?
I know. Well, it's saying on the article that they, as I said at first, they want to improve the ecosystem because if an animal becomes extinct, for example, bees, then we won't have any honey, and there won't be any pollination. Well, what other animals are like bees that go to flowers and get nectar? Do you know? I'm not like a bug type of guy.
I don't know either, because I'm not a flower person myself.
Yeah.
If that even...
So let me see. I'm reading this article, and it says that it's their goal. It's the scientists' goal to bring back these animals because it's to help the environment, as I said at first. And to continue on, it says they also want to bring back some dangerous animals, like the dodo bird. I'm not sure if it's dangerous, but let me see what a dodo bird looks like.
Oh, I have it right here. It looks... I don't know how to explain it.
Dodo bird. Ah. I see this before. Have you guys watched the movie? What is it called? Ice Age?
Oh. Ice Age. Is this where it comes from?
Yes. In the movie Ice Age, they actually include the, they actually include the animal dodo bird, the bird, dodo bird, right? So the dodo birds are, I'm sure all of you have watched this movie before. It's called Ice Age something something. I forgot the rest of it. And I think it was like the first Ice Age movie. And the dodo birds appeared. They were stealing watermelons from the mammoth. I forgot his name. What's his name?
It was Manny, I think.
Manny, yeah. Yes. And stealing the watermelon from Sid, the sloth. And stealing a watermelon also from the kid. The kid, that little child. The baby. I forgot his name. The baby from the Indian tribe. The tribe.
The idiot tribe?
The idiot.
Bro, like, breathe in through your nose.
I don't think it's an Indian tribe, but...
Go on.
I don't think it was an Indian tribe, but... It was something. It was a tribe. A whole tribe. So that's all I'm gonna say. So yeah, I'm looking at a picture of dodo birds, and they look pretty weird. They're like fat, and their neck is weird shaped.
It's a homeless version of a peacock.
you're right about that. Also, I see.
Let's see, how long
has it been extinct for? So it's a flightless bird. It can't fly. Ah,
like a penguin.
That's right. It also says that they live at an island east of the Madagascar in the Indian Ocean. Not really sure where that is, but
their fossils show that they're about like 3 feet and 3 inches tall, and they weigh 10.6 to 17.5 kilograms.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I thought it was gonna be like 7 foot, but turns out.
Okay. Below the dodo birds, the stuff about the dodo birds, the facts, I see that people also search for this type of bird called the elephant bird. So, this bird is also extinct, alright? And I'm not sure if the scientists are planning to bring this bird back to life, but let's read a little bit more about this type of bird. It's a large bird. It's flightless as well. So, it's huge. And it also once lived in the Madagascar island. And it's been extinct what does that say? Not really sure what that says, but it's been extinct for a while now. And hopefully they're not planning to bring this bird back to life, because if it's flightless, then I think they will be attacking the animals and the other, us humans, because they're huge, and I think they'll only attack us only if we are bothering them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about this bird, the elephant bird?
I think there's only one reason why they named it the elephant bird. The elephant bird is actually 10 feet tall, and like an African bush elephant is 10 feet tall as well. The Asian elephant is actually 9 feet.
Oh. Wow. It's tall then.
Mm-hmm.
So it says here, I'm reading, it's enormous flightless bird. Okay, I already said that. Okay.
Oh, and they also weigh.
You continue.
They also weigh a whopping 1,000 pounds.
Really?
Yes. I'm not kidding.
Oh my god.
I have it here. The first result pops up on Google.
I'm reading this part of the elephant bird, it says that they were extinct because of human activities.
Of course.
So, yeah. Any other extinct animals? I think we should research the Titanoboa. Is that how you call it?
Titanoboa. Probably another. It's a snake.
It's a snake. Yeah.
So, oh, it's right here. I just found it. What?
Okay. So.
So wait, it was killed by climate change.
Oh, yes. Because I think I watched the video on TikTok. And they were talking about the Titanoboa, and it says that the person who created the video said that they live in the near the equator, I think. I'm not really sure. I forgot. It's a blur now in my head. I think they said that the Titanoboa lived in like near the equator where it was like really warm and hot, and then maybe because of human activity, The climate dropped, so it's freezing temperature, so that's how it died. I think I'm not really sure. I gotta search this up.
I don't see why they wanna wait. Do scientists actually wanna bring this thing back?
Yes, I saw a video on TikTok. They said they wanna bring it back.
I have a picture right here of a human body, an average human body compared to the Titanoboa.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like the Titanoboa beats in height if it's like standing on its tail or whatever that is. And uh-huh. Probably weight since it's so big. It's it actually
okay.
It weighs 1.25 tons.
Okay, that is huge. Okay, I found out why the Titanoboa died, got extinct, because I was right, because of climate change. So I'm reading this here. It says that global temperatures were declining, and it affected the Titanoboa and other type of snakes. So, in the rapid drop of temperature, it made the Titanoboa difficult to live and breathe and just do anything. So, that's how the Titanoboa got extinct because of climate change. So, I was right. Okay.
You can just call it Titanoboa because how big it is.
Yeah. Okay, people ask, are Titanoboa still alive? Of course not, but scientists are trying to bring them back. So they are known as one of the largest snakes in the world.
So, in my head right now, I have a thought of the sea just being ruled by the Megalodon, literally nothing else, because of their ape, like, because they're apex predators.
Yes, they are. They are apex predators. And since they are at the top of the food chain, they mostly, I don't know what they eat. What do they eat? Do you know? Let me search up. What do Titanoboas eat?
More than rats, probably.
Of course. What do Titanoboas eat? Let's see. So, it was a carnivore, so which means it eats meat and kept leaves and crops out of its diet. So, this snake actually eats other snakes. For example, cobras, pythons, and other snakes. That's what it really says on Google, but I'm not really sure what else they eat. See, sometimes eat eggs from other snakes. It's pretty. I think that's it. I'm also reading something else, and it says people searched what can kill a Titanoboa, and it says that it may well have been hunted by similar prey. For example, crocodiles. That's the only example they include. Let's see. Yeah, they just put only one prey that could kill the snake, the crocodiles.
It seems reasonable.
Yeah, it would take time, but you know. Let's see. What could kill a T-Rex? Okay, I think. Do you have anything else to talk about the Titanoboa?
No, but I have something to speak with you. Did you just say what can kill a T-Rex?
What did I say? What?
What can kill a T-Rex?
Yes, that was a suggestion, and people also ask.
I'm trying to search the name of a whale back then that rivaled the Megalodon because because it had the same. It was 6 feet as long. It was 6 feet long, like the Megalodon was. And I forgot the name, but they fought throughout their lives, and I can't find it.
Okay. You have anything else to say about the Titanoboa before we move on to our next creature, animal that the scientists want to bring back?
No, I don't think I want to.
Okay. So now let's move on to the dinosaurs. Let's just search up the T-Rex. How about that? T-Rex. So, scientists want to bring back dinosaurs as well. I'm getting all this from videos and TikTok. So what do you think about them bringing back the T-Rex and other dinosaurs?
Mistake, where they're going to put them? Like, in a test chamber? That's not really going to work, is it?
It might work, but... You know, dinosaurs have their mind, they have a brain as well, so they are pretty smart, especially the T-Rex.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm reading here, it says that their height could grow up to 20 feet, so they could grow up to 20 feet. And says that, okay, they're carnivores, of course, everyone knows that. If they were still here, they would be living in the western/northern America, okay?
Oh, so basically up in Canada.
Yeah. And they were extinct, for how long? Not really sure, but...
Oh my god. The okay, T-Rex, the Rex's rival is a nightmare. It is 9 meters long and weighed more than 4 tons.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and his name, once you say it, you can summon a devil.
Ah.
It's Seuts Mikarorum.
What? No one can pronounce that. So I will have to go look in onto that. I don't know what that is.
I need to look at a picture. I didn't even.
People
look at it
also
yet.
Asked that did the T-Rex have any predators? So I'm reading here. So it says some experts have suggested that the dinosaur was primarily a scavenger. The question of whether the T-Rex was an apex predator or pure scavenger was among the longest debates in history. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But scientists just say that the T-Rex was both an active predator and a scavenger. So they were 50-50.
Okay.
Half scavenger, half predator, you know? Active predator. You have anything else to say about this T-Rex? About why scientists want to bring that back? Wait, let me say one more thing about this dinosaur. I'm not sure why scientists want to bring this back because the ecosystem now is different. So it's different from before when there were not that many humans and technology wasn't this big. So I don't think the T-Rex is going to be able to live for that long because since the ecosystem has changed right now. We had experienced global warming and all that stuff. And I don't think the T-Rex or any dinosaur can take it. What do you think?
I don't think the dinosaurs can survive as long. If they did, they would run out of food because all of the apex predators as well would not last a chance to something that big.
That's very right. So there's other dinosaurs, and continue on with this topic. I think that the other dinosaurs won't even survive in this new ecosystem, new environment for them. Because it's just like bringing someone back from the dead. Like, they won't know what's happening and stuff like that. Have you ever seen this movie called A House with the Clock? With clocks in his wall, something like that. It featured Jack Black, you know?
Uh-huh.
This is spoilers if you have not seen the movie. I think the movie came out like 2018.
Yes.
You guys have to watch the movie. It's funny. It's funny.
A side note, I thought like movie titles that time were getting a little bit long and I thought they were just gonna stay like that forever. Like the house with a clock in its walls. Like that sounds like a whole sentence.
Story. It sounds like a story already to me. Because
I mean the title in general. It sounds sentence.
Okay. Yeah. So this is spoilers, as I said at first. In this movie it was about this uncle that he knows how to perform magic, like real magic, like magical spells, you know? And his nephew came to live with him because his parents died, both of them, when he was very young. So the nephew has been living with his auntie.
Sounds a little off from Harry Potter's beginning, but
okay. So, what was it? Okay, so when the nephew got to the uncle's house, the nephew was like confused and afraid because there was somebody ticking in the house, and he was confused because in his dream, when he slept, he had a dream that his mom was talking to him. And the mom was saying that his uncle, the person he's living with right now, is keeping something, keeping a secret from you. Okay?
Oh, typical.
And adding on to what I said, so once the movie is like, once you get more into the movie, the uncle tells his nephew, to not touch this cabinet. Do not open the cabinet. Because something in there contains dark magic. Only demons and devils can perform. Well, anyone can perform it, but mostly devils and demons can perform it. You know?
This is some typical PTSD here. Like dead people talking to him in the dream. It shows in many, many other books and movies.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
I don't. Go on. I have an example. I just can't get it out.
Okay, so you want me to continue?
Yes, please.
Okay, so the uncle tells his nephew not to open that cabinet, right? Because there's a book that, how do you say it? It's like the forbidden cabinet. So don't touch the cabinet. Don't open it. If you open it, and if you perform those spells, it would like be. It's not like typical spells. It's like evil, cruel spells that only like evil people would do. You know,
like saying the name of the T-Rex's rivals. Like, you can search this up later.
Yeah,
it's
Okay, so to make this story, this part of the podcast faster, is that Nephew actually opened the cabinet and used the spell and to bring back someone from the dead. So, you know, to finish up this story, it's like the scientist using the spell to bring back dead, extinct creatures / animals. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, if you haven't watched that movie, go check it out. You could buy it on YouTube for I don't know how much, but yeah, you could buy it on YouTube, or if you have the Blu-ray disc, then you could watch it. Or you could buy it online. You know, everything's online now because of this pandemic. And yeah. So, that was a pretty long story about the dinosaurs. So, any other extinct animals that you would like us to talk about, Sean? Like us to talk about, yeah.
I will.
Oh my god. Okay.
Not
Sorry.
Tap into any of those. But.
Continue.
I'm trying to think of a terrifying one. I don't think I have any.
You don't? Okay, no. So I think I have one more topic, one more animal to talk about. And of course it's also extinct. It's a dinosaur, actually. Should we talk more about dinosaurs, or should we talk about a different type of animal that is extinct?
Your choice. I'm just here on the show.
Okay, so we'll just talk about I'm just getting everything on the top of my head, so let's see. Maybe we could talk about. Let's talk about a pigeon. So this pigeon is extinct, and it's called the passenger pigeon.
It sounds I saw that image with along with the dodo bird.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was you were talking about the dodo bird, and I saw it on my screen. Like, yeah. Oh, here's the dodo bird. But then, like, I saw the first one. I looked to the first picture, and it was called the passenger pigeon. I was like, what?
It's a weird name, but let's talk about this. I don't think scientists are trying to bring back, like, unuseful animals. Because, you know, they want to bring back the big animals that are dangerous and...
Did you say unuseful?
Yeah.
Useless.
Well, yeah, sure, I guess.
What do you mean, I guess? That's how it goes.
Let me see. There we go. Okay, it's working now. Okay, sorry, I was doing something, but...
Yes, that's how it goes. You have mic problems, that's why you said unuseful.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, it's working.
Sure, let's
go
with that.
Sorry, I was doing something, but...
Yes, that's how it goes. You have mic problems, that's why you said unuseful.
Yeah, okay, so about the passenger pigeon. It's a wild pigeon. It's extinct, and... Let me see. Their name is from a word in French that means passing by. Okay?
Oh, so basically just like a regular pigeon but taller.
Yeah. It's they are named the passenger.
Passing by.
Passenger.
Okay? Oh, so basically just like a regular pigeon but taller.
Yeah. It's they are named sorry for the pause, but they're named the passenger pigeon because they have habits to, like, travel, to fly to places, to migrate, you know?
Yes.
Like, a lot of times. Let me see.
Would you like me to state the height and weight?
Sure. Yeah.
It weighed actually 260 and 260 and 340 grams, and the adult male was about 390 to 410 millimeters in length.
Oh, okay, it's pretty big. It's bigger than the pigeon, at least. Regular pigeon. I'm looking at photos here, and it kind of looks like a blue jay without the orange. With the orange, sorry.
Oh, yeah, just an orange neck.
Yeah, since to stay on topic, I don't think the scientists are gonna bring back this pigeon because they want to bring back animals that are worth studying. You know, like the Titanoboa, the Megalodon, the Dodo bird, and all those other stuff.
Yes.
Some things that I have been thinking about during this podcast is how do scientists or anyone know some things about these extinct animals? You know, how do you, what do you think? How do they know? And sorry
Honestly,
if you guys heard the dog bark. All right, I'm sorry. So what do you think?
I don't know how they get their information. They only get their information probably from the weight and height of the fossil, and like they estimate of how much weight it would be with the flesh, with the fossil,
Yeah.
wouldn't they? Yeah.
Yeah, they would do that.
We're
Shit.
done now.
This passenger pigeon is kind of weird, but you know, there's weird things in the world.
Oh, and I read an article like
Passenger pigeon
2 weeks
is
ago, I think. It
kind
was
of
about
weird, but
a newly
you know,
discovered, well,
there's
no,
weird
not
things in the
newly, it's
world.
just like, and I
Just
just
like
I read an article
the website or
also
whatever.
like back like 2 weeks ago, then now,
Uh-huh.
and it was about like fossils of fossils of a dinosaur, but it
Yeah.
had feathers.
Fossils of dinosaurs, but it has feathers.
It was pretty tiny though, so not sure if
Oh,
it's
okay.
classified as a dinosaur.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
It still wasn't.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else to talk about in this podcast because I think we went over some of the most interesting creatures that are extinct. So that will conclude this podcast. But before I end this, Sean, do you have anything to say to our viewers?
Yeah, we next time we'll before our next podcast, we'll try to search up some topics to talk about.
Yeah, this topic was like just on
Just
my mind. Just
yeah, just right off the head.
yeah. So thank you for watching my first ever podcast. You guys can watch this podcast either on this YouTube channel, my YouTube channel, or Anchor, all right? My website for Anchor will be linked in the description, and my Twitch
And
account will be in my description and my TikTok account.
mine too.
Yeah, Sean's too, his Twitch. So make sure to follow me on Twitch and TikTok. I don't have
Mine
any other social media
too.
platforms, so yeah. And if you want to listen to more of these type of podcasts, you could stay tuned for new podcasts that could premiere, or stay tuned for live podcast episode. All right.
Yeah, this is only step one.
This is only step one. Yes. And make sure to stay tuned for my next video, and it might include Sean in it. I'm not sure. Or I might do a video game, a video
Video
game
game topic.
video. All right. And before I end this, please comment down below what topic you want me and Sean to talk about in our next podcast because we both want to hear your ideas. All right. So Yeah, I think that's it. I think I
Yeah.
covered everything. All right, so I'll see you guys all in the next video. Bye.